This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains is 2017. Still is 2017 if you look right there on your calendar. How are those New Year's resolutions going for you? Remember mine? I was not wasting time. That was my, if you watch social media, I've been posting less. So, and if I, here's the deal. If I go post something, that's when I tend to browse and see what else is going on. So I'm limiting my time and also even my commentary a little bit. All the more reason you should come here to the program and get the real commentary. Ladies and gentlemen, come to the prime time and join us on What's On Your Mind. And Todd is down now over 11 pounds. So his New Year's resolution is going good. Dropping the LBs. I did the...
In one week.
I know. People would kill for that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I hope I can continue that. Maybe by the time the snow's gone, so will my weight.
There you go.
But the snow's not going to be gone anytime soon, so I can say that safely.
Beautiful. We're rolling. We're here to encourage you. We'll be encouragers, Todd. And I did the workout thing yesterday morning, right? I told you guys that?
Yeah, how you feeling on that?
So I wake up in the middle of the night, and I'm like, I must be getting sick. I feel like I've been run over by a truck. I mean, you know how it is when the flu comes on, you wake up in the middle of the night, and all of a sudden you'd be like, what is this? I'm like, and knock on wood, I've been nothing in the way of colds or flus or any of that stuff. So I'm long time, I'm like, oh, what is it that's coming? Then I finally figured out it was from, you know, actually using some joints I forgot I had, I guess. I don't.
So yeah, if you don't use those muscles on a regular basis, they tend to know that and remind you, hey, I've been here all this time.
So yesterday I got a text in the afternoon from Brad Nordstrom, who was the trainer that was putting me through my paces at Maximum Performance and Fitness. And he said, how you doing? I said, I'm good. You know, and I was, but it changed in the middle of the night, so I better send him another text. Say, what have you done? I'm going there tomorrow night, so I'll keep giving you a full update. We'll keep each other accountable here on the program. That's right.
There we go.
Exactly right. We're keeping each other accountable. So let us know what your New Year's resolutions are, and we'll, you know, keep you accountable, too. Time to chat here for a bit at 800-228-0550. We're going to talk with Chris Berg from Valley News Live in just a little bit, and you can watch Chris's show, 630 POV, 630, that's the name of the show, on Valley News Live, but also it airs on Dakota West Fox. West Dakota Fox, okay, all right. You keep correcting me on that. I think I changed time I say it. West Dakota Fox.
Figure might as well use the branding they're using.
Yeah, so anyway, so Chris will be here, and then Mark Wagner with his expertise on estate planning. He's going to try and keep your family from the squabbles and you know, all the good, the bad, and the ugly. You want the good, but not the bad and the ugly.
My family?
Well, any family. You know, I mean, it's just no fun when you're getting to the point where you're doing estate planning. And a lot of times what happens is a lot of people don't even go there because they don't want the discomfort of the conversations with family. And then, you know, your parents or your grandparents have to pay down their assets. They have Medicaid, and it's, you know, the tax man gets it. But it's just a bad deal. So it's good to think about those things a little bit in advance. So we're going to talk about, a trust to take care of that and how that is funded properly. And if it's not funded properly, what are the financial consequences of that, and how people sometimes falsely protect their assets. So that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about expertise that you can use on the program today, okay? One of the questions I have for Chris, and I have a lot of your texts that I'll get to here, but welcome more of your calls at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. You can also text us 701-226-8503 or email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Do you think there should be, I'm going to pull up the actual article from the Bismarck Tribune about this. Headline, Historical Society Seeks Objects to Tell Protest Story. Okay? State looks to build unbiased collection to show all aspects. This is a big surprise to everybody, Lauren Donovan's story, because there's news and then there's Lauren Donovan's colorful commentary that make their way into actual news stories. The Dakota Access Pipeline protest will forever be part of the history of the state. The country and the world and the State Historical Society of North Dakota aims to create a museum collection of objects to tell the story from all angles. Mark Sunlaw, director of the museum division, said he's working to amass an unbiased, what does that even mean, open collection that preserves the effort led by the Standing Rock Sioux tribe to protest the crude oil pipeline, resulting in history's largest gathering of tribal nations. And a police response never seen before here. Sunlaw says he's hoping people who were part of any side of the protest will donate. Are you ready for this? Signs, T-shirts, anything that says hashtag no dapple, stand with Standing Rock.
Kill the pilgrim, save the water. Are they looking for that too? Are they looking for full balance here?
Didn't
or are they just looking to put a nice shine on it?
Or water protector, as well as any equipment or artifacts used at the prayer and protest encampments. He's also looking for items from Bismarck Mandan residents created for demonstrations in support of police in the community. Items rural residents placed on or posted on their property and anything used in the company during pipeline construction. We're looking for anything directly related to the protest, even more like burned out cars and stuff. Now, look, I get there's a historical element to this, but I think it's way too early for one. Way too early. The thing's not done. You just heard Cody Schultz talk about a criminal element that's going on down there. You know, if the Historical Society is so revved up about this, maybe they could pay for the cleanup of the protest site. They can have all the stuff they want down there. Teepees that have been abandoned, cars that have been abandoned. What did I say in that report last hour?
It's not going to be too hard to collect stuff pretty soon, is it?
Once
the flooding begins.
Exactly. They'll be floating.
Go down and collect
it. Sit there with a net and snatch them. Yeah, there you go. Where is that here? Number of abandoned cars and structures on the protest camp, 50 to 75. There you go. You could use state tax dollars instead of, sitting around in an office telling people in a newspaper story you want these to go get them. But I'm not much interested in going to see a museum like that. I don't think this is anything you put in a museum. I really don't. And certainly not now. I don't know. So I'm going to ask Chris Berg, but what do you think? And maybe I'm being overly sensitive. I don't know. 800-228-0550. Get your comments in. Who's paying for all of this cleanup, says a texter. The tribe should be cleaning it up. Let's see how much they care about the land and the water. I agree. It's part of the accountability. It's part of the neighborliness. It's part of the fresh start. It's part of repairing relationships. I completely agree. Texter says, the Prairie Nights Casino is finished. I was there in 2016, but I will never darken its doors. I know I'm not the only one that never will spend a dime there again. Relations with Standing Rock will take decades to recover, if ever. Another texter asks Scott where he thinks the money comes from on the reservation. If they're to pay. Well, that's their problem. It is. That's where I think Indian Affairs Committee in the U.S. Senate now with a chairman, John Hovind, and a Democratic member, Heidi Heitkamp, perfect place to start to find out. Another, I think North Dakota should definitely look at creating off-reservation casinos, but they need to have a stipulation that they must be a big casino, minimum $5 million investment. I don't want these little ugly casinos all over the state like South Dakota has. Another, I think Obama, Heidi Heitkamp and the tribe should be billed for it, and let them sort out who's going to pay what. Let them do it. Texter, we the taxpayers should pay for it. That's the price of freedom. Someday you and I will be in the minority when we stand up for what we believe. For example, religion. How far are you willing to go to protect your faith? Our differences, the many facets of opinion, is what builds the best tomorrow because it crushes our tendency for myopic vision. Not any one of us knows it all. It's this collaboration, even if we don't agree, that makes a better sunrise tomorrow that we may not yet see today. For example, we solidified our awareness and understanding of how much we desire oil, yet we will be even more sensitive to protect our only planet, and specifically our prairie ecosystem here in North Dakota. Let's make sure our grandchildren speak highly of us.
Oh, my.
As if oil's, you know, somehow bad for the environment. It came from the earth, too. It's all part of the same earth. Tom, on the road, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. I just can't imagine why anybody from North Dakota would be proud of what's happening out there. I just can't imagine. Can't the Historical Society come up with another reason to spend money except for this? And most of the people that protested came from outside of the state. I know there's a tribe within the state, but still, this was not a proud day. This is not a proud moment for Minnesota.
No, it was. You couldn't be more right, Tom. You couldn't be more right. You're dead on right. This was not a proud day. Thanks for saying it. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Ransom, Sargent, Nelson, Steele, Griggs, Walsh, Pembina, Cavalier, and many southwestern North Dakota counties in early 2017. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry, a commitment to serve, and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative commodity board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nominations and election process, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Chris Berg is here. You watch Chris nightly on 630 Point of View, KXJB, Valley News Live in the Valley, and West Dakota Fox. Did I say that right? Chris, Todd?
You nailed it, Scott.
All right, good. I
had to correct them earlier. Sorry, Scott.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I think you said the right words, and I think Dakota, we all know what he meant. But.
Dakota West Fox, the West Dakota Fox. It's on your TV. You'll find it, 10:30.
Right. Just flip through the channels.
Exactly right. So we were just talking with a fellow. Tom just called, and he was on the road, and he said, This is not a proud moment. This meaning the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe did in inviting tribes from all over the country coming here. And you don't celebrate that in a state taxpayer-funded museum. We're going to talk to the museum director later this week.
I totally disagree with you.
Yeah, tell me why.
So there's two reasons why. One is most of us probably know they just put up the National Museum of African American History, which goes into great depth about what took place during the period of slavery. I mean, that is probably one of the darkest times in our nation's history, and yet that's the reality of what happened. So they're not going in there trying to say, hey, you know, white people or plantation owners are bad, because it's just like, here's what happened. So let's talk about what happened. The second part of it, I think that's important for us to realize, and I said this the other night on Point of View, was that, yes, this thing has posed a ton of challenges for our state, our farmers and ranchers, our law enforcement, but as we know, with every challenge, there's an opportunity. To me, there's a giant opportunity right now where this isn't the first time in 140 years since the Battle of Little Bighorn that we've had this many tribal nations in one place. I think, again, if we were going to talk about some dark times in our past, when you look at the Trail of Tears, or what was the bill where they had the Indian Removal Act from Andrew Jackson, you know, not a bright spot in our history. So here's a chance to say, okay, we've brought these tribal nations together. Now let's look at this as an opportunity to raise up Native Americans and do what we can as all of us as Americans to raise, you know, high tide raises all ships.
All right, a couple of thoughts on my, and I welcome your comments as well, listeners, if you want to take a side here. 800-228-0550. Slavery and the museum you mentioned. And I would agree, a great display and a great museum. Okay, Abe Lincoln years, and it just opened. We're talking about, well, the thing's still going on. People paid by state government running around saying, I want burned out cars. Give me burned out cars in your hashtag no dabble. You might as well spit in the face.
You're talking about the government. They're probably not going to actually get the museum up for another 160 years. I mean, so he's just saying, hey, let's get some of these items to make sure we can preserve them.
You know, whatever. My point is, it's insensitive. If I'm sitting down there in the middle of a living hell, we just talked to Cody Schultz. I mean, he talks about a criminal element that is still very active in here. He talks about, well, yes, some people think we need to clear out the camp because it's an ecological disaster. Some others don't. You know, I know there's some dialogue going on about repairing the relationship, everything else. There's others that want nothing of the above. And I don't know why we celebrate a place where, look, I'm glad all those tribes came together, too. I think there is an opportunity. I get all that. But guess what? When there's a criminal element in the middle of it, I'm a little less likely to run around and talk about how great it is and how wonderful it is.
You're not hearing me. I'm not saying that we celebrate it. I'm saying that we keep track of history. I'm not saying that you go, hey, wow, look at this. This is great. But don't you go breaking the law. I'm just saying that, and again, I haven't spoken to this person from the Historical Society. My interpretation of what you're saying is he's simply saying, hey, we've had this historical event. Why don't we plan ahead here a little bit, try to gather as much information and artifacts or whatever you want to call them as we can, so that if down the road we decide to do something with this and put it in the museum, then we've done this. But I'm not saying, hey, yeah, let's go talk about how great it was that you have people out there, you know, harassing law enforcement and throwing feces at them. I mean, that is not what I'm saying at all. All I'm saying is let's if we're going to do this, have an objective way to look at what happened, because it is historical.
Maybe at some point, and you certainly couldn't use the media because most of it didn't report anything that was anywhere near the truth anyway, so I don't know what you'd be able to but, you know, this idea that, oh, I'd love to have a burned-out car. You know, I want to go see a burned-out car and think about how the bridge was wrecked. And, you know, I mean, here's the quote in Lauren Donovan's story in the Bismarck Tribune: I'd love to have a burned-out car. But I think the museum storage director might have trouble with that. Other items, horse tack or equipment, confiscated spray paint cans, items sent from across the country to Standing Rock. Yeah, but good luck accounting
for
those.
But Scott, have you been to the Holocaust Museum in D.C.?
Yes. Yes, and I'm going there again, actually, with the folks from the University of Mary at the end of the month. And it's an amazing place. When did the Holocaust happen? When is the last gas chamber closed?
Probably 1945.
Okay, when did that open?
I don't know when it opened, but my point is, in the Holocaust Museum, what was the moment that, I mean, there were many of them, but the one I remember specifically that took your breath away?
The shoes.
Thank you. Me too.
Yep.
So that's all I'm, that's what I'm hearing this person say is, hey, I'm not saying we're going to put this thing in the museum tomorrow. What I'm hearing them say is, hey, as we get outside of history,
it's too early. I get they're trying to preserve the items. I don't want the state of North Dakota's Historical Society doing it. I think it's small ball, and I think it's disrespectful. The thing's not even done. Maybe when it's done and people are saying, I'm sorry, it's over, fine. It's still going. You know, you still have a criminal element there. That's what it burns me. I think it's disrespectful to people that
so
are in the middle
Frank
of a living hell.
Was Anne Frank wrong in writing her book?
Like timing. All timing.
Was Anne Frank wrong in writing her book?
No, I mean, all timing.
Think about
I don't know that
I
Anne
do.
Frank is running around in newspaper articles while there's things going on saying, hey, sorry it happened, but come tell me the story. You know, that's all I'm saying. John and Dawson, you get some say on this too. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, I don't have a problem with them putting in a museum, but to call this a peaceful protest is ridiculous. I mean, these people have been breaking the law the whole entire time, and we're allowing this to happen, and so we're going to celebrate it. It just seems ridiculous to me.
Creepy.
That's all I have to say. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Who's saying that something in the historical museum means it's a celebration?
I guess celebrations may be the wrong word. I'll give you that. But I just think it's too soon to be running around talking about, you know, happy talk about, I'd love to get a burned-out car. Gosh, if I could get a burned-out car, that'd be so
okay,
great.
Maybe not a car, but get the items for a display, throw it in a warehouse, and when the time is right, we can throw it up. But don't be
there.
Bringing it up right now.
Yeah, then don't do it in a Lauren Donovan story in the front page of the Bismarck Tribune. Just kind of quietly
do
it.
So it's about Lauren Donovan. Is that what this is?
Well, she's not much better. I mean, she's just the PR agent for all the agitators. So it isn't about her. It's about a dumb decision, in my mind. A dumb decision that is disrespectful to people that have lived hell for 153 days. That you're more worried about some museum piece. I don't get it.
Why would you not want to record the first time in 140 years we've had the most tribal nations in one
place? You don't
place.
Need what a burned-out car to do that. Not a bad idea on your part. And I think, quite honestly, there's been talk
so
about that for a while.
You're
going to
leave out the shackles in the African-American Museum and go, oh, you know what? I know we had people shackled or we had nooses around people, but we're not going to put that in there because that means we're celebrating that? No, that's right. What happened.
I think there is an element of celebrating here when you are putting together a display asking for this stuff and recognizing it. I really do.
It's on the presentation. It's on context. What's the context going to be?
Yeah.
The context to me is I want a burned out car! And can I get some spray paint cans and some of those no-dapple t-shirts?
We're not
going
to have a bunch of people down at the end of the river collecting stuff and have that be the display. That's not good.
You didn't even get time to tell me who's going to be on. Do you have time to stick around and tell somebody
what here's what I want. I want people to call into your show and try to replicate, I want a burned-out car! Impersonate that.
Hang on here.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses.
Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, online at secureenergyfuture.org. If you haven't done it yet, there's a neat little calculator there. You go on the website, and you can calculate how much more you will pay for your power bill if some of these carbon regulations ultimately stand, like the Clean Power Plan, which is still, by the way, in the courts. And I know there's a new sheriff coming to town, but there's a lot of regulation that's been thrown at the lignite industry over the years, and you will pay. And we will have less affordable, less reliable energy in North Dakota. I'm not making that up. That's in the news all the time if they get their way. So find out more and find out how you can help and let your elected leaders at every level know you're in this game, you're watching, okay? SecureEnergyFuture.org is the website, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Just a couple more comments from our last conversation related to this historical society effort on the Dakota Access Pipeline. And incidentally, we will have the guest on Thursday that will address all this, the museum director. Looking forward to that conversation. Emailer says, historical event based totally on lies and propaganda. How stupid are we? Another texter says, it's so obvious that Chris Berg has been Californicated.
Californicated.
Californicated. Yeah, can you say that? I guess we just did. His time at Stanford has addled his brain. Wow.
It's a Red Hot Chili Peppers song.
You can find a burn car in spray cans any random day on a reservation, says another. Another says, Chris Berg can be so objective, 240 miles away. Another says, Chris Berg, a voice of sanity. How about that? Scott Hennon, off the wall as usual. There we go. Greatest gathering of tribal nations, really? What are the powwows? And, Scott, the word you're looking for is legitimize. We should not be legitimizing this absurd, unlawful protest. This cannot be equated with the Holocaust or slavery, says Adam. All right. Great fun. I love sparring with Chris, and that was fun. Senator John Hoeven tonight on his show, by the way, on 6:30 Point of View. So check that out for his thoughts on, was Russia behind the hacking? Did Russia give info to the WikiLeaks? What should happen to Russia? Also, the Obamacare repeal and replace, why he voted to raise the debt by $10 trillion over 10 years, and the North Dakota Senator John Casper to talk about right-sizing government in North Dakota. Chris and I back at it tomorrow. Maybe we'll continue this sparring match. What do you say about that?
You still want a burned-out car?
Yeah, exactly.
Fill up Scott's front yard with burned out cars, and he can live a life.
Go. Exactly. Mark Wagner is here. And Mark is from ND Estate Services. I mentioned earlier that we had a couple of questions that we're going to run by Mark. We talked about that. We love having the experts in. Mark, nice to see you. How are you?
Hey, thank you, Scott. I'm doing well. Doing well.
Mark is with ND Estate Services. ND Estate Services. And he's been taking a little time to talk with us about three words that we've kind of focused on, and that's protecting, preserving, and being able to pass on all your hard-earned fruits of your labor, right?
You know, Scott, every time I sit with a farm family, or even not even a farm family, someone who has some modest assets, there are three things that they always want to do, and they always want to protect what they have, they want to preserve what they have, and lastly, and most importantly, they want to pass on what they have without having any third-party entities, without any care facilities trying to swat and take their money. And if things are done right, and when you're working with me, I don't pull punches, I tell you what you need to hear, then you have to sign off on it, and everything will be okay. But if you don't, well, then all bets are off, and you're on your own, okay?
And generally what happens is a squabble, right? You know, some pain in the family and a little bit of chaos.
Right,
good, the bad, and the ugly you talk about.
There is good, and there's bad, and there's ugly. But I'm going to transition just a little bit here, Scott, if I may, if that's okay with you. I got to first of all say that Mark is not an attorney. I don't pretend to be one, even though I look at maybe 100 to 150 revocable living trusts a year.
You don't need to apologize, just so you know.
I don't apologize for that. I have a sign saying, and I'm proud of that. I'll put out my truck any day of the week. Secondly, I'm not a CPA, even though I do tax-free and tax-deferred plans. What am I? I am a funder. I work with people who have established a trust or are thinking about how to pass on their assets in the most efficient way possible to their kids, which bids the question, what does it mean to have my trust funded properly, Mark? I get that a lot. Well, your revocable trust is actually consists of two parts, believe it or not. And I'm under the assumption right now thinking that, okay, this lady or gentleman, they seen the need for revocable trust. Their attorney told them, their friend told them, they did it. Yeah, so your trust consists of two parts. First of all, it's the legal part, which the attorney put together, but there's a second part of your trust that is just as vitally important as that first part. That has to do with all your money. And if they don't work together, you might as well save your money and not do it, because it ain't going to do what you want it to do.
So what does it mean to fund a trust properly?
It means to put your assets. A revocable trust will never protect your assets from creditors or from liability. I get a lot of people who think that, well, Mark, I have a trust. These people, they can't touch anything I have. Wrong, ding dong, you're wrong. That ain't going to work. So what you have to do, if you have a trust, fund it. Put your assets in your trust in such a way you keep it from Medicaid. Keep it from those people who want to take your money. And believe you me, there are people who would love to get your hands on it. So we want to make sure that, number one, your assets are in your trust in such a way that, number one, they provide for you, but also they are protected from those entities as well. And we can certainly do that. Okay, that's what it means. This means to retitle assets in your trust that, number one, they're available for you, but number two, they're meant to provide for you, because a revocable trust will not protect assets and will not protect you against creditors. So we have to fund it properly.
So help me understand what happens if a trust is not funded properly. What are the financial consequences if I don't have a trust that's funded properly. What happens?
You know, that same attorney, God bless attorneys, we need them. I have a sister-in-law that's a lawyer. We need them, but that same attorney that did your will and put your trust together, those will be the same attorney that will probate, represent you in probate when you're dead in your estate. Because if your assets are not listed in your trust, well, then when you die, a dead person can't own assets. And those assets will be probated. I just received a call last week from a gentleman who said, you know what, I need to get a trust. My mom and dad had a trust, but they didn't put their vehicles in their trust. And now the family had to wait over 7 years for us to take possession of what we already had. So if you don't have a trust, you're going to have a lot of problems. But if you do have a trust, fund it. Let's get it funded properly. Otherwise, you're just wasting your money. You really are.
All right. So you've done a lot of things that were really just pointless because you didn't have it funded
right.
properly.
Right. You're going to end the kids. I tell you what, kitchen table at Thanksgiving and Christmas time, they ain't going to be looking at each other. They ain't going to be hugging. They ain't going to be kissing.
they're going to give you a stink eye because no one's getting along, and they're going to be, you got to have your left up because that right hook's coming any time. Okay, you see what I'm saying, Scott?
So, I mean, but the financial consequences, though, what is the, okay, I get you wasted money in setting it up because if you don't have it, what are the financial costs? Probated meaning going to cost you more money?
Well, probate, when you die, the state has a system to determine who owns your property, okay? And that is called probate. And if you have over, if your assets are totaled and they exceed over $50,000 in just $1, well, your assets will be probated by state statute. Or even if you have a tangible dwelling and before that can pass on, well, that's going to be probated. So what we need to do is put that property quit claimed into your trust. And that way your trustees, your children, whomever, or maybe somebody else, come along and that asset will not be probated. They can take possession of it.
In your opinion, how do people falsely protect their assets? How are they doing it? And they think they've got them protected. They think they have them protected, but they don't.
You know, I think some of your listeners can really relate to this because I see it all the time, and they've probably even done this before. What they'll do, Scott, is they'll put their kids' name on everything they have. Okay, and thinking, you know what, I'm going to circumvent the system here. I'm going to bypass this stuff. And matter of fact, I fixed it. Well, thinking that way, I don't want to condemn people for thinking that way, but they're thinking about their family, but they're not doing it right. Because in our day and age, there's over 50,000 attorneys that are passing that bar exam every single year, and there's only one way the majority of them make money. That's through suing. One of those kids driving down the road, it's slippery out, and he gets a text, he looks down, he gets an accident, and you have Johnny's name on the CDs, you have Johnny's name on the land, you have Johnny's name on the house. Guess just what happened to all those properties? They're going to be seized, and cases settled, and I've seen it happen. Then you talk about stink eye at the Thanksgiving table in Christmas time, the kids aren't talking to each other. It's a mess. It's a mess. Then you can certainly call Mark. But you know what? The damage has already been done. Now we just got to wait to see what is going to be left. And that is the wrong way. So if you have that, Scott, or some of the listeners who are going, don't be afraid to call. Silence is not golden here, Scott. Don't be silent on this issue because it will cost you dearly in the end. Because if you have a revocable trust set up, and if it's not funded properly and you die, that trust then, Scott, becomes irrevocable. You can't change it. You cannot change it. So it's so vitally important that it is, as we talked about, have it funded properly. Don't make some of the common mistakes. Then thirdly, and I think most importantly here, Scott, it needs to be reviewed annually. I mentioned this before on your program, too, that I don't charge initial consultation. But if you guys need some help, my fees are very reasonable, but not only that, I make sure it's done right the first time.
You also have an opportunity for them to take a look at how they're protecting their farm and ranch as well. And on the liability side, I know we've talked about that. You can't afford to have the long farm and ranch policy right now. So Mark is a great asset himself. He's a great human asset with a great wealth of information and a great guy. So it's fast.
I have to walk out of this door here, Scott. My head's not going to fit through it, so be careful.
You're a good resource. And folks will enjoy that. First consultation costs you nothing. Try and spend some time thinking a little bit about this. You'll be happy in the end. You can call or you can text Mark at ND Estate Services, 701-318-0908. Again, one more time, 701-318-0908. Call them, text them, or go online and check it out at ndestateservices.com. ndestateservices.com. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Scott. Thank you, guys. And thank you, listeners, too, for listening. We really appreciate that. So,
wealth of information to protect, preserve, and pass on your wealth.
Absolutely.
Yeah, important topic. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. One more segment to go. Last chance to get in with your questions or comments on anything on your mind here. On What's On Your Mind, stay tuned. We'll continue after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Driver error is the cause of more than 97% of weather-related vehicle crashes. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator Terry Weaver discussing two courses that can improve driving skills and help prevent crashes.
We offer defensive driving courses of all types across the state. We have our basic DDC-4, which is defensive driving course. It's a four-hour course for any age group, 14 to 99 if you're still driving. It's good for the insurance discount. It's good for a point reduction. But it's some really good information that people can walk away with just as a reminder if you're a seasoned driver. It's just good reminders of what safe practices are. We have Alive at 25, which is specifically for younger drivers, inexperienced drivers. Good for that insurance discount, but it just helps those kids understand the risks of being in the car.
Register for a defensive driving course today. Go to www.ndsc.org to find a course near you. That's ndsc.org.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door, a handshake accompanied by a warm hello, full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
John from Carrington. I got a curious here with all the stuff they want for the museum. I'm curious if they're going to turn around and have the slaughtered cattle that they killed and butchered and stuff, and the deer. Are they going to get the dead deer, pictures of the dead deer where they took them illegally and killed it after they pulled it out of the river? Yeah, they saved it, and they didn't save it. They killed it. And then how about the bombs that they made that girl was hurt with? Are they going to put some of them in the museum as well? Or is it all going to be showing how what nice people they were and what they were doing there? What they do is illegal, and that's the way it should be. This museum, this is garbage. I can't believe they're spending state money on this. Thanks, Scott.
Appreciate the call. It sounds like you have the exact same level of passion on thinking this is a dumb idea as I do. Mark Sunlaw of State Historical Society Division Director will join us on, what day is that, Thursday on the program to talk about it. So we will ask those very things here on the program, and a lot of texts rolling in on this and comments and questions, and I appreciate them all. We're brought to you today by our friends at High Plains Apache, by the way. High Plains Apache, the home of that ETX Center, 50,000 sprayer parts at both their Mandan and Fargo location. Spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, and more. They're across from Bonanza in Mandan at High Plains Apache. They're also exit 60 south of Fargo at actually Frontier as well. And, I mean, the parts that fit every brand of sprayer, too, not just Apache sprayers. They've got them all. Parts like banjo fittings and bulk hoses and liquid fertilizer parts for all of the sprayers, any make, any model, at High Plains Apache. And, of course, the Apache sprayer itself, new and used, providing you the power to climb your toughest grades, get you through the most unfavorable ground conditions, fuel efficient, reliable, leading operator comfort, state-of-the-art noise damping inside the cab, and an industry-leading five-year driveline warranty. 1701 East Side Court. Basically across from the across the road from Bonanza in Mandan and exit 60 south of Fargo. Politico is reporting that Attorney General nominee Jeff Sessions, who is in a hearing now in Congress, has said this morning that if confirmed, he plans to recuse himself from all issues related to any investigation into Hillary Clinton. He said his rhetoric on the issue during the campaign could lead people to doubt he'd be fair in considering the matter, saying, "I do believe that I could place my objectivity in question. I believe the proper thing for me to do, though, would be to recuse myself from any questions regarding those kinds of investigations." So that's something he said today as well. Let's see here. Emailer on a different topic said, "I'm a social worker, and I hear daily I can't pay for nursing home. That money was for a rainy day or for my kids. Exactly how much more in taxes do we have to pay so these people can shelter their money and get Medicaid to spend to pay $7,000 a month or more for their care? Nursing homes, home health, care aides do not take people's money. People pay for services they need, whether it's takeout pizza or someone to help you bathe. It's a service, people. It's a need. And it's not wrong to expect you pay for what you need. This makes me boil." All right. Texter wants info for estate services from Mark Wagner. We'll get that to you. Dan in Fargo has a question on the phone at 800-228-0550. Hey, Dan, what's on your mind?
Hey, I was, if I'm wrong, I apologize, but I think Mark Wagner is an insurance agent. I was an insurance agent for 35 years, retired. I was always proud of being able to say I was an insurance agent. Not once does he mention that that's how he makes a living. And it always bugged me when I was in the business, and it still bugs me. So that's my comment. If he isn't an insurance agent, well, then I apologize.
I can honestly say I don't know. I mean, he does consultations, obviously, on estate planning and revocable trusts. I know that he is D.J. Coulter, who's an American Family agent, specializes in a lot of liability policies for farm and ranches, and so he has a referral set up for the insurance side of that. So I don't know that he is or isn't, but I will I'll pass it on, Dan, for sure.
I think he sells a lot of life insurance for estate protection, and that's good. And I did too, and I was proud of it.
So right. So you're just saying that that you like to know that you're meeting with an insurance agent, even though in this case it sounds like you believe it's obvious that he is, but he's not saying that he is. And I don't think I honestly don't think he's, I'd go to ndestateservices.com to find out more if he's still here and ask you for him, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. Let's see here. What else have I got? How do we know that there was many tribes, there were that many tribes there? Was there a registry, a guest book, a sign? If that's the case, send a bill to each and everyone for damages. Okay. Interesting take there. Another text here. What are the differences between a revocable trust and an irrevocable trust? And is one better there for protecting assets? Good question that I just saw, unfortunately, and came in here after Mark had left. So we'll get that answered next time Mark joins us on the program, okay? When Scott says burned out car, he sounds like Howard Dean. Ah! LOL. Yeah. Another. How about we get, how about we talk about the ranchers? You got dead. Yeah, yeah, me and, when I say burned out car, does that sound like, Howard Dean there? Try. Burned out car!
You sort of sound like that.
Yeah, alright. Our listeners are never wrong. That's the bottom line. So if they're saying that I sound like that, I probably did. How about we talk about the ranchers, says another texter. They've got some dead livestock they could give the museum if people really want to know about the protest. Yeah, we'll bring that up Thursday if that's something they're looking for sure. One more comment. Get a little bit of a sound.
Wow, Chris, Bird, really? We're going to compare the Holocaust with what's happening out on Sandy Rock. For my money, they should send the guard in there, evacuate everybody.
All right, appreciate that comment. Sorry to get to all of it. Got most of it, though. Didn't like the comparison there. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway Tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Shan. Meet and greet Bjørnhamn. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.